We're told that today, 98 years ago, a Hilo company opened its doors. HPM Building Supply marks the anniversary, embarking on a new venture to provide modular homes that was born out of a community need. Jason Fujimoto runs the family business today, and he reflected on the long history of a community helping community and a new housing venture called Hale Plus.
Yeah, my great-great-grandfather, Kametaro Fujimoto, he was a contractor himself and also had an entrepreneurial spirit. And back in the day, obviously wasn't very satisfied with his supply options and decided to start HPM. So HPM actually stands for Hawaii Planing Mill. And that's where we actually started off as a business that actually planed cans of timbers from the Pacific Northwest into construction-grade framing lumber.
Tell us then, this is a new venture for the company.
Indeed, a very new venture, but something that really leverages all of the different capabilities that we've built over our 98 history. So something that we're very proud of, and obviously came out of the lava flow event from last year, but really leverages our supply chain, so all of our kind of our vendor relationships, our manufacturing capabilities, our design capabilities, to really kind of make Hale Plus, what it is, at this moment in time.
So share with our listeners what you were able to do for the lava evacuees, because for folks, on the neighbor islands, on the other islands, they may not have seen what you put up there.
Sure. So, right around the lava flow event, there was an immediate and urgent need for temporary shelters. And that's where we had an opportunity to partner with Hope Services, a community organization in Pahoa, and a contractor named Gilbert Aguinaldo. And they had a vision for basically putting up these, what you call micro shelters on the Hope Services land right in Pahoa in a very accelerated time frame. So really, this was an amazing effort because in 30 days, we were able to clear land, put in infrastructure, and leverage HPM's manufacturing ability to assemble and erect 20 micro shelters and then one community center, all within that 30-day time frame, which in Hawaii is a remarkable feat. And obviously, we had a lot of support from the state government as well as our local and county governments as well.
So how are you going to make this work then for these modular homes to be available across the state?
Yeah, so these were micro shelters, and the conversation quickly evolved to, okay, so how do we support more permanent shelters for our community? And that's kind of what led into the whole design development and concept behind Hale Plus, which really, kind of revolves around the three tenets of, number one, it had to be affordable. Number two, how can we make it expandable or modular so a family can start off based on their financial needs and their family size at one point in time, but have the option of expanding it. And then lastly, how can it also be transportable? And these are the three tenets that we really focused our design development on over the last 10 to 12 months.
So what's your plan then for actually getting the manufacturing done here?
So right now we actually are pretty much complete with our first prototypes. We call it Gen 2. And it's actually on a couple of these customized trailers that we manufactured and designed. And we're actually testing them right now. This prototype is actually already spoken for, so it will go to Hope Services. And right after this, we're going to begin production of our second prototype, which will eventually become kind of a model home sales office at our facility. So right now we're doing this kind of as we speak, and kind of in parallel, we're also working on an expansion plan for our 13-acre manufacturing facility here in KL, where we can actually have a dedicated covered plant, and equipment and space to really scale and hopefully meet the demand in the future. This for us is really it's a big evolution of our business in terms of the final end product. But again, it's not something that we're having to start from scratch, right? We already have, because we do, hardware retailing, we do, pro lumber, commodity distribution. We also have facilities, land, and we do manufacturing already of building components, trusses, wall panels, metal roofing, pre-hung doors. This Holley Plus initiative really kind of combines all of these different capabilities into creating a finished product in the factory. So, we are investing capital. We are investing in additional resource and expertise. But it's not like we're a standalone, factory-built housing business that has to rely solely on that for its success now and into the future.
So what's your timetable?
For the next maybe 6 to 8 months, we really want to focus our current production capacity on really helping community organizations, like Hope Services, with their different needs, whether it's helping homeless, creating elderly housing, whether it's teacher housing, ag housing. There's many different needs right now out there where, people would benefit from, again, a very affordable, quick, modular, transportable solution.
Okay.
And once we, depending on how that goes and how long that takes, right now we're kind of issuing a broad release date for the public of, 2020. Our current facility, we have a vacant 5-acre adjacent parcel that we already own that we can dedicate to this expansion.
So you're good to go.
We're I think we're pretty set. And obviously, there's a lot of work involved in the layout, workflow, again, the right equipment, and different things. But those plans are being worked on right now.
So what do you think your great-grandfather would say if he knew you were taking it to this level?
That's a really good question. I think he would be proud. I think when you look at our roots, our DNA of HPM as a company, it kind of goes back to the community and doing whatever we can to help and be an important part of our community. And I think this solution truly does provide an opportunity and an alternative to affordable housing and really meeting an underserved market and really helping Hawaii in a time when I think we are truly at a crossroads and we need to stop the population decline 2 years in a row and really keep our local community here in Hawaii. That's really the end goal. So I'm not sure exactly what he would say, but I'm sure he'd be happy that this falls in line with the philosophy and the heart of the company.
I mean, that's terrific that you're a Big Island company and you have these deep roots, and again, like you said, working to help keeping the community together.
Yeah, that's why we're here. So again, we wouldn't be around without our community and without our customers.
And
we're here to stay.
So for this anniversary, are you folks going to have a party?
Yeah, every year we definitely try to celebrate, and I think we have our eyes set on the 100th anniversary, which is on 2021, and I think for that indeed we will have a big party.
That was Jason Fujimoto, president and CEO of HPM Building Supply, which today celebrates its 98th year in the community. Happy birthday, HPM.